$200 gets you two diamond bezel earrings. Well, it's one pair, two earrings. You got it. Or $300 will get you a triple bezel diamond necklace, rose, white, or yellow gold. All at Marguerite's this holiday season. Marguerite's is located in the Peppertree Stores on Vaughn Road.
With the holiday season comes more chaos, more spending, and more people. But WOW is here to help you manage the madness. Get our super fast internet for $29.99 per month when you add our most popular TV package for just $35 more per month, with Showtime included for 6 months. That's everything you need to keep everyone entertained and save more than $500. Bundle up and save. Call 1-855-WOWWAY2 or visit wowway.com to learn more. 2-year agreement required. Offer for new customers subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
It's December 13th, the greatest day ever. On the 13th of December, 1577, Sir Francis Drake sets out to circumnavigate the globe. During this famed journey, Drake was inspired to write his biggest hit.
I knew when that hotline blinged, I will go exploring. You used to call me on my carrier pigeon.
Have a great December 13th, the greatest day ever.
I thought Drake was a duck.
Quack, quack.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Kusala, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Time of the tone, 7 o'clock.
Quack, quack.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. With money set to run out next week, a scramble to fund the government despite the border wall fight.
The likely vehicle House Republicans are crafting is a short-term spending bill. It would have the $5 billion in wall funding, and it would fund other federal agencies into January and provide billions in aid after the wildfires we saw in the West. Now, if they go this route, they could vote as early as today and pass with Republican-only votes, but its fate in the Senate is uncertain.
Fox's Griff Jenkins. For some families in West Virginia, Christmas coming early. Three people pulled alive from a coal mine.
An outcome that I really, truly, in my heart, didn't think would happen.
Governor Jim Justice. The three missing since Saturday after entering the non-operational mine to look for copper wire to sell. At first, four people were trapped inside, but one of them got away. This is Fox News.
Of all the Charlie Brown morning shows on morning radio, this is the Charlie Browniest. Wake up with Greg Budell.
Good grief.
Jay Scott.
I know something that never closes anytime.
What's that?
Your mouth.
Emily Hayes.
Ugh, I've been kissed by a dog. I have dog germs.
Bailey, the Wonder Dog. And Rich Thomas.
Never jump into a pile of leaves with a wet sucker.
Remember, don't trust anyone to hold a football unless you have a signed document.
See? Here's a signed document, testifying that I promise not to pull it away.
Here comes three men and a lady.
Peculiar thing about this document, it was never notarized.
Dog, quack, quack. It's three men and a lady coming your way on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey, good looking. We'll be back to pick you up later.
Emily Hayes is here.
I'll have what she's having.
Well, she's got a very good-looking fiance. Jay Scott with Brandon Faxon coming up right now. Rich Thomas.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
A cloudy, mild day today, but if you have plans, I think we're generally dry. There's a risk of an afternoon shower somewhere in the area. I think the chances are not overwhelming. High today around 60. East winds pick up 10 to 15 miles per hour and gusty. Periods of rain becoming likely tonight and Friday. Can't rule out a thunderstorm or two. The most concentrated rain will be overnight tonight and tomorrow morning, and then on and off showers tomorrow and tomorrow night. Low tonight, 53. High tomorrow, 67. Saturday's high, upper 50s. A mostly cloudy day. Small shower risk. In fact, I think the rain chances are 20% or less on Saturday. So if you're worried about you know, Christmas on the Coosa, the Camellia Bowl, the list goes on and on. I'm not too worried about Saturday weather at all. I think it's going to be generally good. Sunday is the best day of the weekend, partly sunny with a high around 60, and then on Monday, mostly sunny with a high around 61. Right now this morning, east winds at 7 miles per hour, cloudy skies, temperature 47 at 7:06.
At Sage Legacy Council, we help families by protecting the assets of loved ones in a nursing home or those in need of long-term care. Call 649-4911. That's 649-4911.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
A little while ago, we heard a testimonial from a happy customer from Montgomery Paint and Body. Another happy customer. Another visit to MPB, where your car comes back. Well, were you smiling when your car came back?
Couldn't believe it. I mean, I scratched there on the back right fender.
Yeah,
where,
yeah.
You know, when I was startled by the deer.
Mm-hmm.
And they buffed it out yesterday. It looks perfect.
So you took care of more than one issue, and then how was the car? I mean, was it all spiffed up and
spiffed? I wish I could look that good. If I could, every woman in the world would want me.
If
that made sense.
If you want your car to be that beautiful, take it to Montgomery Paint and Body. Not only are they going to fix the damage, and they're going to be very thorough about that, and not cut any corners. Now, that's the deal. They're very meticulous about how they do their business, and they have raised the bar. In fact, they did it many years ago, and now everybody's got to toe the line to try to keep up with Montgomery Paint and Body. And your insurance company, when you mention to the guy that you're going to, or the guy or the woman that you're going to take your car to MPB, it's no problemo. Yes, absolutely take it there, because they're straight shooters. Montgomery Paint and Body, 27 Wreck with a W is their phone number. That's easy to remember, right? 27 Wreck with a W. They're off the Eastern Bypass on East Shirley Lane. And yes, they will fix your car as good as new and maybe better.
Now, let's drum up some business for MPB.
In the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, 65 and 85 increasing right on schedule. As far as emergency runs by Haynes Ambulance and accidents being worked at this second, we're okay. Just be careful in those school zones. All specially marked jewelry is 25% off in Pearls, 35% off at Harold's Fine Jewelry. Harold's Fine Jewelry, they're moving, and you can save just in time for Christmas. Harold's Fine Jewelry on Zelda Road. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
I am having some anxiety here.
Uh-oh, why?
Because I haven't quite figured out what my convoluted intro for Random Facts is.
Me worried. No.
There's nothing jumping out at me and saying, do it this way.
Sweating like bullet.
There's also a couple of things in here I don't remember. Do you mind if we just do a risky click?
You could just turn my headphones back up a little
risky
bit.
Risky click of the day?
Is that better?
Yeah, it's better.
All right.
There's nothing like a good holiday recipe. Here's one you'll love. Gather the ingredients. A washed-up sitcom actor from the 80s.
Tony Danza.
An actress who left Saturday Night Live and made one lousy movie.
Molly Shannon.
A fatal disease.
Depends on the decade. Anything from pneumonia in the 90s to typhoid fever in the 1840s.
And an entire town full of people who pitch in to help out at the last possible minute. And you've got virtually every movie the Hallmark Channel will show this holiday season. Plus, for even more fun, add a beloved family pet who disappears in a snowstorm, a priceless family heirloom that gets sold in a garage sale, or any teenager who thinks one or both of their parents are dead until they show up at the school play. From the Hallmark Channel, where our movies are just the crap that fills in between commercials for medicines and Geico.
That's good.
Yeah, I like that. I think I found something that'll work.
Okay.
So we'll have that. Get your note-taking devices handy because you want to play and win our $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz. Where did I put the Food Outlet specials?
Oh, no.
Yeah, and I print two copies every week.
And still lose them.
Managed to lose them.
I mean, you really didn't lose them. They're in a pile somewhere.
Yeah.
could this be it? No. I was hoping for the Food Outlet specials and got a picture of Ronald Reagan. Not that I mind, I'm a fan, you know. Not quite it.
Their person of the day is, their person of the year was in Aunt Chester today? It was the,
the journalist.
Yes.
Yeah, right. The tellers of the truth. Don't break your arms. Pat yourselves on the back over there at time. Let's see. I think I found
that's
it.
It's a lot of
it
paper.
Is. Here it is.
It's a small forest.
I'm a one-man bureaucracy, and it starts small on Monday because usually on Friday afternoon, Joey and I, you know, we kind of wrap up the week, and I toss out all the stuff that I thought we might use on the air. I might mention it, or we just throw it away. Otherwise, my sack would weigh about 50 pounds.
Boom.
But like Santa is, you're getting up to Santa status here pretty soon.
Yeah. Anyway, this week in the meat department at Food Outlet, you'll save on everything there, but because it's cost plus 10%. But they always have specials every week, like boneless pork chops, $1.86. Those are great on the grill or fried in the pan with a little caraway seed, like Grandma used to do. But or shank portion ham is $1.25 a pound if that's your Christmas centerpiece. And Chuck Roast, our buddy Chuck, is back at $2.74 a pound. It's hard to find Chuck for under $4.99 anywhere else. I'm telling you, especially when you look, and they have a butcher there. So if you like your steaks, your chops, whatever, cut to a certain width or thickness, he'll be happy to do it. It's USDA grade A meat, all of it. And when you see what you pay at Food Outlet for beef, pork, or whatever you're buying, and then compare it to what they're asking at the chains, you're going to feel like, why am I paying $3 a pound more for steak over here? Why am I doing that? Because they trick you with a buy one, get one free here and there and make you think you're saving money when in fact you are paying a lot more than you should be. I've estimated my annual savings just out of five departments, meat, bread, dairy, and a couple of others, to about $600 to $800 a year. That's real money in my house. This week also, the Bluebell ice cream. Any flavor, and they carry them all, $4.58. They want $7.99 for one of those at the chain store. So that's what I'm talking about. Save real money, Food Up, three locations, Highway 14 in Honeymoon Heaven, Postcard Lake Millbrook, Main Street in the Preferred Community just west of Highway 31, and on Coliseum Boulevard, where I, in my trench coat, every Sunday morning, am taking pictures of the chicken. So a certain dog knows I'm thinking about her.
Oh, yes.
At Food Outlet. We got your local news, and then we're back with random facts, followed by our pop quiz.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery police have arrested two more teenagers in connection with the death of a teenage girl earlier this month. Police say 17-year-old Jatari Bass and 19-year-old Henry Wallace are each charged with reckless felony murder in connection with the death of 15-year-old Kiana Williams. After nearly 3 years, repairs to a Macon County bridge that was destroyed by severe flooding are almost complete. Macon County leaders hope to have the bridge on County Road 32 back open by December 22nd. And the Alabama Career Center System is holding emergency meetings for those affected by the closure of Virginia College. The meeting in Montgomery will take place next Wednesday at the Montgomery Career Center on East South Boulevard at 1 o'clock. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Are you tired of outrageous toys that aren't at all realistic? This holiday season, get your kids normal toys.
Yay!
Like the all-new Normal Barbie with average woman dimensions.
I can pick her up and hold her by her love handles.
How about some mediocre Matchbox cars? They put the toy in Toyota.
My Matchbox Camry is awesome. It gets 36 miles per gallon on the highway. Yay!
When your kids are feeling creative, there's the all-new run-of-the-mill Legos.
Look, I made a rectangle. I made a rectangle with a guy on top.
And for your toddler, there's Whatever Elmo.
I love you, Elmo.
Whatever.
They make this holiday extra ordinary with Normal Toys.
Yay.
Hey, River Region, Dave Ramsey here. The thing about Christmas is it's the same time every year. This means you have absolutely no excuse not to plan ahead and budget for gifts. I recommend you visit my friends at Southern Homes and Gardens, Alabama's premier Christmas store. Southern Homes and Gardens is locally owned and operated for over 38 years, and they carry a huge variety of long-lasting, lifelike Christmas trees, always 50% off. You can also get gorgeous poinsettias and holiday greenhouse favorites for your gift buying. They have a wide selection of budget-friendly pre-wrapped gifts, plus an endless selection of store-wide gift specials, up to 50% off and on-site personalization. Choose from exquisite decor and hundreds of ornaments. So visit Southern Homes and Gardens today. Call 334-387-0440. Or visit southernhomesandgardens.com. Tell them Dave sent you.
Autauga Off-Road is your local trusted source for all your towing and off-road accessories. We carry all the brands, Poison Spider, Weston, Warn, WeatherTech, Iron Cross, Ranch Hand, Bombshell, Bilstein, Curt, Trimax, and many more. We also have a huge rim and tire selection. So for your truck, Jeep, or SUV, it's got to be Autauga Off-Road, located next to AutoSave Tire and Auto in Prattville, Alabama, or call 365-5808. Merry Christmas from Autauga Off-Road, outfitting America's vehicles.
Yes, coming from the holidays? If your carpet and upholstery is looking dirty and drab, give Peaches and Clean a call. Take advantage of the Peaches Internet Holiday Special. Get $20 off any of their services with a minimum order of $105. This includes carpet cleaning, upholstery cleaning, tile, and grout. And you can save $20 off a $105 gift certificate as well.
Hey, this is Jody from Peaches and Clean. Check out our website at peachesandclean.com for our Internet Holiday Specials.
Not valid with any other coupon or discount. You must mention Holiday Special when booking. Good only in the Tri-County Montgomery area and Lee County.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
She is your family's matriarch. She is your grandmother. And her perfume is...
overwhelming.
Overwhelming is the fragrance specifically designed for the mature woman in your life.
Overwhelming.
It is the scent that announces she has arrived.
Ugh, Grandma's here.
The moment she walks in the room, the aroma is overwhelming.
Overwhelming.
For the woman who makes her mark on whatever she touches, like the dog and the interior of your car.
Overwhelming.
She leaves a lasting impression, and her hugs stay with you long after the embrace is over.
Overwhelming.
This holiday, give the gift you'll still be smelling in February.
And
now, an overwhelming edition of
Random Facts. Nicely done.
See, and a little while ago, you didn't know what you were going to do. That's amazing.
At least I haven't until, today's Thursday, it's not Friday. I thought I was going to say Monday.
No.
Well, that's the first time we've had our party on a Wednesday.
I know.
It's always on a Thursday.
It's thrown us all off. Did you know?
Stuff.
Yeah. During the 1993 superstorm in the eastern U.S., mm-hmm. parts of the Appalachian Mountains saw 5-foot snowfalls and 35-foot snow drifts. Mm-hmm.
There's a great story about a group of hikers that got trapped in that thing that survived it. And they did not have winter gear for snow, but they built like a fort in those big drifts of snow and survive. It's a special, you might find it on YouTube, called Storm of the Century, and it tells from the meteorological standpoint how it all happened so quickly. And
can I tell one side story?
Yes, of course.
This is 25 years ago, so computer models were a lot more primitive. There was a model called the LFM, which is not around anymore, but on Monday before the Friday that the storm came here, it was printing out 16 inches of snow just east of Birmingham, and we all laughed. We had a hearty laugh. We said, isn't that funny? Whoa, wouldn't it be something if that ever happened someday? It did. That's amazing. The models had it.
You know what? It was overwhelming.
And no one ever laughed at the LFM again.
It's not around anymore. It's dead. It's buried.
Did you know
There is a grizzly bear in Banff, Canada. Banff, Canada.
I've been to Banff.
Is that in a rural area?
It's a rural area of, I think, Saskatchewan.
Sure. Yeah.
And one of the places you must see when you're in Banff,
is
Lake Louise.
Yes. It's beautiful.
And
with the mountains in the background and the blue water. Ooh, yeah.
We went horseback riding around the lake, and as we were finishing up, my mother's horse saw something that scared it and almost threw her right into the lake as it reared up. And, you know, the lake water, the warmest it gets is about 34 degrees.
Ooh. Yeah, and that's in the summer.
Yeah, so we had a little brief scare there.
Uh-huh.
Well, there's a grizzly bear there whose name is Boss.
Okay.
The boss of Banff.
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 Boss has been hit by a train 3 times...
It's like the Greg Budell of animals.
Animals.
I'm sorry.
No, that's funny.
I got tickled.
It's funny.
Boss also eats smaller black bears and eats elk and has never caused any harm to people and lives in the town.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Boss.
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 Banff.
First comment says the train has been hit by Boss 3 times.
Yeah.
The other way around.
How do you spell Banff?
B-A-N-F-F.
Is it 2 F's or 1?
It's 2.
A double F.
Banff.
It's in Alberta, Canada. And
wrong province. I missed by 1.
Yeah, it's okay. It's all right. And the current Banff temperature, anybody want to guess?
12.
You say 12. That's
in Banff, I'm going to guess 28.
I have a 28. I have a 12.
I'm gonna go with it's warmer than what we
between.
Think.
It's in between.
Oh, it's in between.
Yeah.
12 and 38.
Yeah.
Is it
28? Or 28?
Yeah.
I'm gonna go with 21.
The current Banff temperature is 14.
Yes. Ooh. I'm a winner.
That's right.
I'm nothing.
Wow. Did you know Walt Disney's daughter Diane rarely spoke to the press? I didn't even know he had a daughter, actually.
Yep.
There's a little ditty.
That is news to me right there. Yes.
Yeah. Yep.
Rarely spoke to the press. She never sat on the board of the company, and in the late 80s, she sold the last of her personal stock. Her children told her that her friends don't know that Walt Disney was a man. They only know his name as a brand.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Walt Disney Company. They don't think it's a person.
She started a museum.
Yeah. Did she?
Yeah. Yeah. It's in San Francisco.
The second largest shareholder in Disney after Roy.
Is who?
Roy.
Roy!
Roy! He's
Roy!
That goes way back. It's a sound effect that goes way back.
It's one of the original.
Where did it come from? A movie?
I actually stole it from South Florida.
Oh.
Roy!
But the second largest shareholder in Disney after Roy Disney is who do you think that would be?
Mickey? I don't know.
Yeah.
The chairman of the board, the guy that...
Not Frank.
Michael
No. Eisner.
Oh, Eisner or anything? No. It's actually George Lucas.
Get out of here. Oh.
Yeah.
He made a lot of money when he turned over.
Yeah,
oh, my God.
The vast majority of the money that he made off the sale came in stocks.
Oh, my gosh.
He donated all the initial money that he got, but he's making more than he'll ever be able to spend in his entire life.
I'm sure.
From the stock that he has in there. Yeah. Did you know Julio Iglesias sold over 100 million records with 80 studio albums in 14 different languages and has 2,600 gold and platinum certified records?
And who among us can sing any Julio Iglesias song?
For all the girls I've loved.
Well,
is that him?
I don't know.
If Feliz Navidad?
No.
That's Jose Feliciano.
That's Jose Feliciano. Nicaragua. Which one? Who? Julio? What else does he sing?
No, we did All the Girls I Love before. That was...
You know what? I'll Google. Let's see. Julio.
All the Girls I've Loved Before?
To All the Girls I've Loved Before. Was that Willie Nelson?
Willie Nelson? Yeah. I was going to say, wasn't that Willie Nelson?
Yeah, but I bet Julio's heard it.
Y'all know I'm not bilingual, so I'm not even going to try to pronounce any of these songs.
Or are they all, they're all Spanish?
The majority of them are, yes. But Lord, he's got a bunch.
Apparently so.
Anyway, I'm sure this is compelling.
Yeah.
He did, he covered To All the Girls I've Loved Before. Or he sang that.
Trying to see if he's got his most well-known hit. I have no idea.
24 Greatest Songs by Julio. Well, dadgummit, don't bring up my tunes now.
Anyway.
Back to you, Jane.
Oh, man.
Sorry we didn't prepare for that, listener. Listener.
Well, it's part of the spontaneity of what we do here.
We got one listener this morning?
Okay. Well, yeah. Who was it called?
Marsha.
Marsha.
Marsha. Marsha.
This show is just for Marsha.
Thanks for reminding me, because I got to check and see if anybody's made a suggestion on Dirty Santa.
Premium content. Continue, Jay.
Hi, Marsha. Did you know that your standard 12-ounce bear-shaped jar of honey is the life work of 864 bees?
Oh.
Oh, man.
They put their entire life into that jar of honey. 12 ounces.
Well, that's more impressive and appreciated than my work. My life's work.
They're not very bright. They're imbeciles.
Dad, that needs some work. Needs some work.
Oh, God.
It's not Dad. It's Gramps.
Wow, I have really, my stock is really falling.
Did you know, Marsha, that the American-produced 1964 stop-motion Christmas television classic, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, was actually, it was filmed in Tokyo. In a studio in Tokyo is where they did the stop-motion animation.
Okay.
The same one with Godzilla, probably.
Possibly.
They just modify it a little bit. Tame it down.
It was voiced primarily by Canadian actors.
Canadia?
Mm-hmm. It has aired at least annually in America since 1964. This makes it the longest continuously running Christmas TV special in history.
Wow.
How about that, Marsha?
I want to see Godzilla the Red-Nosed Monster.
That's a guy. That's not stop motion. That's a guy in a rubber suit who loves to stumble into power lines.
The new trailer for Godzilla came out this past week. It's a sequel to the other.
I saw and enjoyed.
Yeah. Well, this one's Godzilla King of the Monsters, and it has Mothra and King Ghidorah or whatever, and I mean, all of them.
Will the Mothra twins be back?
Possibly, but
you know, like Cheryl and Jane in the sales department?
Does it attack Tokyo?
Cheryl was at the party last night by herself for a little while, and Rick was like, where's your twin? She's on the way. She knew exactly. Yeah.
Goddesses.
Did you know that
in 1894.
What do you normally say, Rich? Headline? Is it headline or deadline?
Dateline.
Dateline. Passau, Germany.
Okay.
A local. A local priest wandering around outside near a lake.
Okay.
Noticed a kid had fallen through the ice in the frozen river.
Ooh.
He was about 4 years old.
Huh?
He rescued that boy. And according to many reports, historians and locals from that time, that child was Adolf Hitler.
That would have been
my
guess.
That's amazing. And he was shot in World War One, right?
Yep.
Oh, no, wait a minute. Who was the guy that was going to shoot him? You remember? You know who I'm talking about? The soldier that had a chance to shoot Hitler and didn't? So there's two moments that could have changed everything.
And there were at least 10 other assassination attempts.
Right.
Good movie. I think it's called 13 Hours or something like that, about a guy who tries to kill Hitler using a bomb and the torture it went through to get him to admit that he did it. If you're into, you know, history, that's one of the lesser known attempts, but it's a great movie.
I haven't seen, is that on the Hitler channel that we watch?
No, I found that. I'll look it up. I'll look it up. Maybe you, see, that's what you want to be a good gift giver. You listen to what people want, and if somebody says, hey, that Hitler assassination movie sounds interesting, I'll look it up and buy it and give it as a gift. See, that's what I'm going to do right now.
Marcia, these are Christmas hints from Greg Budell.
Just for Marcia.
Just for Marcia.
Marcia, you're probably familiar with Shirley Temple. We all are. Shirley Temple. Not the drink, but the child actor.
But the drink is mighty tasty, especially on a hot summer's day.
The drink, of course, named after her, I have to assume. Named after her, right?
Yeah, you go ahead with your fact.
You're now looking up the origin of the drink, aren't you?
Yes, because I do love them.
I'm kind of curious myself. But Shirley Temple, the child actor, was the 9th ambassador to Ghana and the 27th ambassador to Czechoslovakia.
Origin.
Interesting.
On her 10th birthday, a bartender at Beverly Hills restaurant, Chasen's, is said to have created a non-alcoholic cocktail serve to her while she dined with her parents and older celebrities. The Shirley Temple consists of ginger ale and a splash of grenadine topped with cherries.
The name of that movie, by the way, is 13 Minutes.
Oh, 13 Minutes.
Yes.
I'll have to check that out. I'm surprised we haven't seen it on that channel.
It's interesting. Her later life.
Oh, she was...
Yeah.
Fantastic, Shirley.
Did you know a cough can travel up to 50 miles per hour and a sneeze up to 100 miles per hour?
Yeah,
I believe that.
The force with which a sneeze comes out of you is intense, y'all.
Let's go back to Adolf Hitler for a minute.
Oh, yeah. Hitler facts.
Random Hitler.
Yeah, this one's an interesting one. Adolf Hitler has a Bacon number of 4.
What now?
A Bacon number of 4.
What Kevin Bacon? Mean?
That means you can connect Adolf Hitler to Kevin Bacon in just 4 steps.
Oh,
yeah. My gosh.
So here we go. Adolf
Kevin sizzled with anger. Great-grandpa, huh, Rich?
Yeah.
Adolf Hitler was in a movie called, it's a German title, I have no idea, but that was in 1944 with a guy named Kurt Gehren, who was in another German titled film that I can't pronounce, and that was in a movie in 1928.
Okay.
He co-starred in that with a guy named Ernst Stahl
Nicaragua,
who was also in a movie in 1955 with a guy by the name of Maximilian Schell. Maximilian Schell was in a movie called Telling Lies in America in 1997 with Kevin Bacon.
Wow!
4 degrees of separation, folks.
Yep.
Wow.
Talk about a random separation.
How about that, Marcia?
I think I can be connected to Kevin Bacon in a few steps.
They say everybody can be connected to him in 6 steps, right?
Yeah.
6 degrees.
If we don't get moving, we'll be connected to news and views.
Sorry. Did you know, final random fact for you, did you know that there are 7,641 different islands that make up the Philippines?
Wow.
That's a lot.
It's a bunch.
How many?
7,641.
We hope you were paying attention to this edition of Random Facts. In a moment, we'll ask our $10 food outlet pop quiz question.
Good luck, Marcia.
Yeah. Because we hope you're still listening out there.
I got some good ones for you this morning. I don't know.
While they're caucusing on the question, let me remind those of you that perhaps during this holiday season, you might want to give yourself the gift of sight. In other words, restored 20/20 vision through a LASIK procedure. Montgomery Eye Physicians and Montgomery Eye LASIK offer the most experienced staff in a practice that's been around since 1945. That's how far back they go here in the community. And boy, do they have fantastic customer service. They respect your appointment, your time. In fact, to get checked out, as a potential candidate for LASIK. You could do it on a lunch hour very easily. Call them at 271-3804. That's a step anybody interested in vision correction procedures has to take, because not all vision issues can be fixed with LASIK. It's free. It just takes a few minutes. 271-3804. If you'd like to learn more about LASIK and Dr. Swan and Dr. Shen, two of the best on the planet who live and work here year-round, go to OnlineMEP.com. OnlineMEP.com. From lenses to LASIK and all your eye care needs in between. Remember, Montgomery Eye Physicians and Montgomery Eye LASIK, wishing you and your family a fantastic holiday season. Now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it is time for today's $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz. Marcia?
Good luck to you, Marcia.
Good luck, Marcia.
Earlier in Random Facts, we were talking about Walt Disney's daughter selling the last of her personal stock in the company. Well, in talking about that, we told you who the second largest shareholder of Disney stock is. Who was that?
After
Roy.
Right, yeah.
I thought you were going to pull one of the two Banff questions.
Banff.
No.
Whatever you spell Banff, I'll take that too, right? All right, 272-9228 is the number to call if you have that answer. 272-9228. If you're listening on a 3-9-11 step channel, that's any of your traces, cuatro, dos, eight, dos, nueve, dos, dos, ocho. Call now and win.
We're in the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center watching 65 and 85. Here they come from Millbrook and Prattville southbound. That's going to be special as the minutes progress all the way up to 8 o'clock. As far as major accidents, I've checked with Wetumpka, Millbrook, Prattville, State Police, Haines Ambulance Service. All of it looking good right now. Happy holidays from Trenum State Community College. Spring semester classes, they start January 9th. Registration will be January 7th and 8th. Trenum State, the college for real careers. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
All right, John, we know you're ready to win today's pop quiz question. What is the answer?
That'd be George Lucas.
That's correct.
Yep.
Good for you. So, Marcia, you would have been caller number two, but...
Yeah. Hey, John, do you happen to know the name of the bear in Banff? The
false.
That's correct. False. Yeah. You don't know the temperature in Banff, do you?
It's between 14 degrees.
Yeah. Oh,
so good.
This is
look at
listener.
John go.
This show has been for John and Marcia.
And we, I mean, that's impressive. That's really impressive. Hang on. You're going to get to talk to J. Scott personally. On the phone. Arranges your pine fries. I'll grab this call. Maybe it's Marcia. Hello?
Hello, this is Dan.
Hey, Dan.
Hi, Dan.
Hi, Dan.
How are you?
Yeah, I am doing good.
Great.
How about you guys this morning? Y'all sound like you're having lots of fun as normal.
Having a big time.
Entertaining ourselves.
Yep. And Marcia.
And Marcia. And you.
And Marcia. Well, I hate that I beat Marcia to the phone today.
Yeah, well.
But I think I have an answer to your question.
Well, we got a winner.
Yeah.
We got a
you
winner,
missed it because
man.
We're
you got?
Today. Yeah.
Ah, okay.
You want to throw a question out to him? Do you have one?
Just to make him feel good. Let's see. We did the Banff temperature. Who is our only known listener this morning?
Your only known listener? Probably Marcia.
Yeah, yeah. Marcia, that's correct. That is right. Yep.
How many times was the Banff bear hit by a train?
Three, I believe.
Hey, there we
good
go.
Job.
How many times has Greg been hit by a bus?
Three or four. I don't remember that.
Just once.
Just once, huh?
How many times has Greg been to Banff?
Once.
He mentioned a lake.
Once, yeah, and his mother almost fell in the lake, right?
He almost. And what is that lake?
What's the name of that lake?
I have no idea what the name of the lake was, but
Louise.
I found out that it was in Alberta instead of Saskatchewan.
Yeah, it's really chilly, Lake Louise.
We have really taught three folks a lot of things this morning. I'm proud of us.
But thank you for trying, Ray. We appreciate it.
I enjoy listening to you guys in the morning.
Have a
Most
great
of the
day.
Time, I'm not up at this time of the day, but hey. Well, you know, somebody's got to do it. You guys do a great job of it. Love y'all.
We appreciate you. Thanks.
Thank you.
What a great guy. All right, 741.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Radar is quiet now, and I think it'll be quiet for much of the day. There could be an afternoon shower lurking around, but I think the chances are relatively small during the daytime hours today. Cloudy, mild. We made it to 61 yesterday. I think we'll be around 60 today, and in December, that's not bad. East winds will pick up later, 10 to 15 miles per hour and gusty. Tonight will be windy, and tonight and tomorrow, rain becomes likely. Can't rule out a thunderstorm or two. The most concentrated rain, I think, will be in the overnight hours tonight and tomorrow morning, and then spotty showers from time to time tomorrow and tomorrow night. 53 is the low tonight, 67 the high tomorrow, and then on Saturday, it's a big day. There's a lot on the line. Upper 50s for a high, a mostly cloudy day, maybe a few sun breaks. I think the rain chances are small, 20% or less Saturday, and that's good news for so many of the big events that, some that were canceled from last weekend, right? Sunday, best day of the weekend with a high around 60 and partly sunny skies. Right now, this morning, we have a 5,500-foot overcast. Winds out of the east at 7 miles per hour. Temperature is 47, 742.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
It's 7:42. I'm here to tell you that there has been great demand at Infusion Cryo and Laser for the CryoSkin 3.0. This is a new technology that disintegrates fat beneath the skin, and it dissolves into your lymphatic system, and you get rid of it. It's a non-surgical procedure. No anesthesia required. It's not painful, but it makes fat go away. This is like the answer to a dream for many people who've had trouble getting rid of weight here and there. When this technology now actually, and it's an amazing thing to see, all you do during this process is stand there. They put a little gel on you, and this machine lasers out the fat. That's how it works. And then you naturally get rid of it, and it's gone. So it's not magic, although you might think so, when you can lose up to an inch or more in just one session. When you think of what it costs for the risky and painful procedure of liposuction, this is something you might want to look into if you've got inches that you just can't get rid of. Mm-hmm. Call them at 296-1662 for more information. 296-1662, and look up all the services, including IV, vitamin therapy, and more at infusioncryoandlaser.com. 744, Fox Business. And then we're back with, I think, an excellent conundrum today. Over $10 Seafood Bistro gift card to give away.
Business Network. Apple is expanding with a major new facility in Austin, Texas. There will be 5,000 new positions at the campus, including engineering, research and development, operations, finance, sales, and customer support. Apple also plans smaller new offices in Seattle, San Diego, and Culver City, California. And Apple is planning to add jobs in other cities, too. General Electric is launching a new independent Internet of Things software company. And GE is also selling its majority stake in ServiceMax, another software unit. Private equity firm Silver Lake is buying the operation. Toyota is recalling various cars from the 2003 to 2005 model years because their replaced Takata airbag inflators are also defective. The Dow rose 157 yesterday. NASDAQ added 66, S&P up 14. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
What does building a better bank look like? It starts with building Capital One cafes, warm, inviting places that feel nothing like a typical bank, where you can open an account with no fees or minimums in 5 minutes, and you'll always find people ready to help you, not sell you. Welcome to Banking Reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One N.A. member FDIC. Cafes available in select locations. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
You know how people say that you should give gifts that you would want to get yourself? What would you want? Okay, never mind.
Hey, kids!
Hi.
Mom, seriously, thank you for taking them off my hands for a few days. I desperately needed the uninterrupted time to catch up on housework.
Oh, sweetheart, it's not a problem at all. I'm worried about you, though. Working so hard, shuffling the kids around.
I'm okay, Mom. I just need some catch-up time every once in a while. It's hard to clean when Asher needs a sandwich and Holden has flushed Kira's doll clothes and the cat has yacked up a hairball on the freshly mopped floor, all of which happened the day you so graciously came to the rescue. I don't know how you did it when we were young.
I had help. Here it is.
Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715.
Call Callant. The estimate's free. Let them help you by taking something off your plate, like cleaning the house. Who do you think's cleaning my house this very minute?
They're on time, bring their own supplies, do everything from full-service residential to post-construction cleanup. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715. Find them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
Sweet Creek Farm Market is where you'll find the largest selection of pecans and pecan products in town. Unique gifts and candles made in Alabama, paired with Sweet Creek's sweet treats, make for a perfect gift. Select your favorites for a customized gift basket. Sweet Creek Farm Market is a unique local treasure, and they're happy to help you ship your gifts anywhere in the nation. Sweet Creek Farm Market, 2 miles south of Taylor Road and Highway 231 in Pike Road.
I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I'm here to set the record straight. It's 2018, friends. Long gone are the days of having to put down huge sums of money to purchase your very own home. For the veterans listening, a VA home loan is the way to go. No money down. And for those who are looking to purchase in rural areas, including the cities of Wetumpka, Deatsville, and Tallahassee, there are 100% financing options available. You heard me right. 100% financing. That's no, zip, zero money down. We at Alabama Home Mortgage also offer home purchase loans with as little as 3% down. Wait no longer. It's time to make the call to change it all. Take your first step towards home ownership by getting pre-approved for an Alabama Home Mortgage today. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223 or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery-grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's why we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
We wish you get up, you listeners. We wish you get up, you listeners. We wish you get up, you listeners. We'll wake you right here. I don't think you got our message. I don't think you got our message. I don't think you got our message. But our message is clear. Oh, sure, you can just ignore us, my friend. We said that it's time to get. We've made ourselves clear. Stop sleeping, it's time to get up. We said that it's time to get up. You're snoozing and now we're fed up. Get your fat butt in here.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hopeful that the talks will still occur. I think this is...
I can hardly concentrate on what Rand Paul is saying. His hair is so sexy.
Nuclear weapons testing.
Guys, get the hairstyle women are crazy about. The Rand Paul style.
Straight on the sides, curly on top. Rand Paul hair.
Rand Paul shampoo. It'll leave your grown out natural curls on top, but also works as a conditioner to relax the hair on the sides.
Giving you the randiest style all the women want on their man.
Straight on the sides, curly on top. Rand Paul hair.
The Rand Paul style.
It's a bipartisan hairstyle. Straight and curly.
Straight on the sides, curly on top. Rand Paul hair.
Rand Paul shampoo and conditioner.
All right, we have an excellent conundrum coming up on 3 minutes. Did I startle you? We have an excellent conundrum coming up on Three Men and a Lady.
And we're gonna agreed.
Yeah. So, but before we actually announce the conundrum, let's whip people into a frenzy.
You want to?
Frenzy!
As you and your frenzy J, your sometimes frenzy J, get everybody into the idea of going to the Secret Bistro, and then we'll get a better response when we put the question out.
I see.
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Hi, hello, it's me, Emily, and my frenzy friend, Jay.
Sometimes known as Marsha.
No. Marsha, we want you, what was it, Marsha, John, and Dan? Those are the three callers.
Oh, the three callers that we've had.
Yeah. Marsha, John, Dan, we would like you to know about the Seafood Bistro. It's located at 1651 Perry Hill Road. If you've never eaten there, maybe all three of you could get together and have a friendship lunch. Tell them what they should start with, Jay.
Po' boys.
Yes.
Seriously.
The dragon-style shrimp po' boys. I had some gin last night.
Yeah, you can also get those junior style as well. So you
they also
kinda,
have gin at...
They do.
You can get those junior style as well. So maybe you're not feeling like... Look, if you get one meal at the Seafood Bistro, you're technically getting two.
This is...
Because of how much... And when you get that shrimp po' boy, that's when you'll understand, because there's just a ton.
The shrimp that falls off the po' boy.
That's your second meal.
A meal later in the day. Yes.
It is.
Holiday season when you're trying to save money, bing, bang, boom, done. Two meals in one.
Go to theseafoodbistro.com to look at the entire menu and place your order right there. Or you can give them a call at 279-7500. They're located at 1651 Perry Hill Road. Don't forget to like them and follow them on Facebook for pictures and news of that delicious food at the Seafood Bistro.
Now, I usually use this music for interfacts, but I got to use it for the conundrum today, too, because this button won't work. We'll fix that later, but here's the question. This costs more per ounce than filet mignon.
Oh, my gosh.
What is this food? It's very common.
Oh, yeah.
I have some ideas.
They're very popular, but it costs more per ounce than filet mignon. If you can name that food at 272-9228, you'll win that $10 Seafood Bistro gift card. 272-9228. A food that costs more per ounce than filet
what
mignon.
Could that be?
So while Marsha and
John and Dan grab their cell phones and dial 272-9228.
Right. Because they're members of our Insiders Club.
And if you're... If you
want the show personalized for you, just send a check.
Or if you're related to any of those three people.
Yeah,
you can also call.
Again, a food that costs more per ounce than filet mignon. And we'll start taking your call right after we trek chapter.
We're in the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, 65 southbound from Millbrook and Prattville. That is the hot spot right now. Be careful where Highway 143 merges in. We also checked with Tumpka Highway at Jasmine Hill and Redland Road. Use caution there. It's okay. You can make it through with one line cycle. Taylor Road at East Chase and the 6585 interchange doing okay right now. The Toyota-thon is going on with great savings. Plus, you can go to ReinhardtToyota.com. Press that big green button and unlock your special price. Reinhardt Toyota. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Sun must have come up or something, because now our phones are exploding with participation. And we start with Teresa. Good morning, Teresa.
Hi. Good morning.
Hello.
What is this mystery food that costs more per ounce than filet mignon?
First letter of your last name.
So it's food, not a liquid, I guess.
It's food.
It's a solid. Let's put it that way.
Yes.
A solid. Okay. Escargot?
Okay, that's a good guess.
Escargot, could that be it?
It's expensive.
It is.
Thank you.
And tasty in a puff pastry with a buttery garlic sauce.
Nothing like good snail.
Remember the joke of the 80s?
What?
Look at that escargot was the punchline.
Escargot.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I see that.
See, that was before you were born.
Good.
Like most of my jokes. Jenny.
Ah, is it sushi?
Sushi.
That's good. That's a good one. That's
give me one. Raw fish for 50.
No.
Nope, that's not sushi.
That's a good guess, though. Thanks.
Yes, it is. Thank you. You are a bright person. Keith.
Hey.
How about crab legs?
Crab legs?
Crab legs.
That's a good guess again. Is it the right answer?
Crab legs.
No.
And Jameis Winston.
Not what we're looking for.
The bail on the crab legs is pretty high. Yeah. Thank you for
thank
the call.
You. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Look who's here. Tracy.
Hey, Tracy.
Hey. Hi, Tracy.
Hi. Is it saffron?
Oh, that's a really good guess.
Saffron. She's just wild about me.
It's not it, but it's a,
that's a
great
good one.
Guess, Tracy.
That's
Tracy.
A good one. Thank you, Tracy.
Liz.
Hey, Liz.
First letter of your last name.
Hi.
Hi.
What do you think the answer is? Do you think? Do you know?
I think it. Is it Kobe Beef?
Kobe Beef. I thought it was a basketball player.
Yeah.
Great.
No, that's not it. But thanks for calling. Thanks for trying.
Thanks, guys.
Okay, thanks.
We'll that one out.
Oh, by the way, I sunnied the buttery one last night when he did the you know, today's 1-2-1-2.
Yeah.
When he was doing the mic check at the Christmas party, and he kept saying 1-2-1-2, and I went, nobody heard me though.
We could have, you know, we got to do that as a group sometimes so we can make it a hotkey.
there you go.
That's a good idea. There Steven.
Hi.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
What's up?
Good. What is this this food that costs more per ounce than filet mignon?
First about lobster.
Oh, see, that would have been my first answer. And is that correct? No, it's wrong.
It is not.
Thank you.
Thank you for the call. We're going to have to go.
Oh, no.
Bob.
Hey, how about caviar?
Give me caviar.
Good answer. I think you know, everybody's doing the right thing. Escargot, caviar. But it's not that.
It will surprise you.
It really will surprise you.
That's but then it will make total sense.
Yep.
Tell you what, we'll leave it there. Well, let's grab Steve's call. Steve. What is this food that costs more per ounce than filet mignon?
I was going to say caviar.
That was already guessed.
Yes, you got another answer?
Nope, that's it.
Okay, I'll give you a hint while you're calling up because we have to go to Fox News here in a minute. It's a very common food.
Yes.
I would bet 95% of us enjoy it on a regular basis.
You've all guessed the obvious answers.
Obvious fancy things.
But when you hear this, you'll go, oh.
Yeah.
And then it'll all start clicking in your head, and you'll be like, son of a gun.
Think about something that where you're going, oh, I can't believe what they just charged me for that.
This would make
Hey, River Region, Dave Ramsey here. The thing about Christmas is it's the same time every year. This means you have absolutely no excuse not to plan ahead and budget for gifts. I recommend you visit my friends at Southern Homes and Gardens, Alabama's premier Christmas store. Southern Homes and Gardens is locally owned and operated.